Several years ago, AGFC had a public meeting in town, and they asked everybody in our area about things they'd like to see happen with the river. One of the big things, the number one thing we voted for, was catch and release areas. I know it's a strong subject in this area for catch and release because, you know, I was raised country. My grandma said you bring back everything you catch. A mess is everything. You know, bring back a mess of fish. So, you know, I wasn't raised that way. But as I sit here and I have fallen in love with our river and what we have provided here in our area, I really get excited about what we actually have. I was speaking to Trey Stommel the other day at the House of Representatives. I was talking to him about our area and what he can do to help us. I said, we've got a trout fishery and we need help with it. He said, Mark, every town in Arkansas is struggling right now. You know, everybody's hurting. I said, well, every town don't have a river running right to it, you know. If you go to Smoky Mountains, it's a big, big pool. And we have a beautiful river system already that's been doing really good. But what we're working on... Okay. There we go. The benefits of catch and release area. Now, I've been pushing for catch and release on the spring, and I think a lot of people don't realize we're not pushing for all catch and release up and down the river. I'm actually just looking at a stretch from like Dam 1 down, a small section, with big fish in our river. Now, big fish means big dollars. I hate to say it, but when I take people, they want to see a big fish. A lot of times when we're out here, we catch really nice fish. Spring River is world renowned for a trout fishery. And a lot of it, I have people come from all over the world. But I picture a day where we look over and you see these big old trout. Once we create big trout, we create big money. Big money, the benefits of it is property values go up. We've got a Main Street here that really needs help. We need more businesses on Main Street. More revenue we got coming in, the more money we all make. Tourism, I was in Kansas City several months ago speaking with the club. I was in Little Rock speaking with the club. I actually travel all over the country speaking about our area. It's something I'm starting to get paid for a little bit, but it's something I just do to publicize our whole area. I'm here to help everyone. Business opportunities, you know, the canoe rentals do so good here. It's such a good way of making money for our area. I work with Minnie Island, Riverside. I work with all those guys. We all work together. We got a canoe hatch during the summer. It makes a lot of money. During the winter time is actually our best fly fishing time. Right now is when we're all getting out there. I was on the river all day yesterday. It was horrible. But the fishing was amazing. It can't be too cold. So what we're trying to create with the benefits of a catch and release is actually bigger fish. That's the whole point of it. Now, I'd say about a year or two ago, I was asked to be on an advisory committee with Game and Fish. They got 17 of us experts together. We had bait fishermen, we had fly fishermen, everybody was together. And they had us together for three different meetings. We got so excited. We're like, they want to change our fishery. So I handed the lady that runs a trout program, I handed her a map that shows from Dam 1 down to just above Lasker. That's what I'm pushing for a catch and release area. It's just a small section. When you have catch and release, it has to be on the headwaters, so the big fish come up, they get stuck there. You go in at Lasker, you can catch them and take them home and eat them. That's fine. But up here, you can still catch them, you just got to let them go. What that creates is a big fish population in the upper stretches. The other area I talked to her about is from Dam 3 to Bayou during the winter months. During the winter months, we have a spawn. A lot of people don't know that. Rainbow trout run and they spawn. Everybody that's lived here their whole lives, you know in November and December, they start seeing those big rainbows coming out. That's because they're spawning. They're actually trying to reproduce. So we're trying to get them protected during the winter, and they actually don't stop much during that time. So it'd be a good time to try. You know, that's what I'm working toward. That's what I've been trying to do. During the advisory committee, after our third meeting, Game and Fish let us realize that they did not want to go the route we wanted to go. Game and Fish at this time has created a trout program where they want to create 1.9 fish per hour. They said people don't care about size or numbers. They're just looking for a good experience. That upset us. We actually had a kickback for that. They said, listen, we need more fish and we need bigger fish. That's something that creates tourism. It gets people coming from all over. They're not on board with what we're trying to achieve at this time. So people like myself, we step back a little bit. Game and Fish has preconceived ideas right now. And if you get to really know me, I try to kill people with kindness. I mean, you'd be surprised how people can't handle that. But we're not being aggressive with them. We're just telling them what we want. I'm going around doing these presentations to different clubs. There's so many people who like to see an area where we can get fish bigger and get it going. What can we do to help fish? Contact Trey Steimel. I took Rick Crawford fishing the other day. Great guy. Great guy. You know, these guys are here to help us. Our governor, I talked to Sarah the other day. She's a meat eater. She didn't want to go fly fishing. You know, she's on board with what Game and Fish is doing right now. And that's how we all grew up. That's the what we're all raised in. I just think we're at a time now where things have gone so far. You know, we all travel out west. We've all, Breckenridge, Colorado. When you go up into town, they have a big pond in town where you can't touch the fish, and there's huge fish. I tried to find out how much the fine was because I was willing to pay it. These things were enormous, you know, and preserve our small town community. I don't know if y'all know this, but we live in Mayberry, and I can sell that. People come here to stay. We have tons of Airbnbs now. Everybody has places to stay. Mammoth Spring Lodge stays really busy. I just think we're at a verge where we can invest in this town before things get too expensive. I work with the Ranzers on Spring River Landing. Y'all may not know this, but it's $250,000 an acre on the river now. It is, phew. And now that he's gone up and I help him work with him, we have people moving here from Montana and Wyoming, different places. We're trying to get those people instead of California and New York, but that's just me. That's just me.
Be careful, Mark.
No politics in my boat. The only thing I talk about is Jesus, but that's just me. Free advertisement. Now, Amanda and I have been traveling all over doing presentations. I've had 5 TV shows come out on the area. This Fly Fishing Arkansas, these are on Vimeo. The Trout Fishing Spring River, Mammoth Springs, Arkansas, is on YouTube. The one just came out on the Outdoor Channel 2 weeks ago. I do this for free. It's just, I like to talk a lot, and they mic me up, and it's a lot of fun. And if you get a chance to watch these, you can kind of, it showcases the whole area. When that young man, it's the Outdoorsman with Max. He's a young guy. His dad was the Outdoorsman with Buck McNeely. Y'all might remember that show is back in the Mutual of Omaha days. But he took over his dad's business, and he's done 2 shows with me now. And he said he'd be willing to do any show that might work out for him and me. So he's somebody that's helping me out. His video, it's on the Outdoor Channel. If you can watch it, it's on VMO too. He has a drone going down Main Street. I mean, it's such good free publicity. It's something I've been doing for a while, and it doesn't cost anybody anything. If you get someone with a TV show or something, a very high-end guy that wants to go fly fishing, I do what we call free advertisement. If it'll help our community, I'm in. But I usually book up a couple months out, so you got to get on my calendar. But this is just something that I've been doing this for 23 years. I really feel like I'm at the end of my career. Ain't going to the next one, baby. You might have to help me. But now I'm at a point where I'm starting to slow down. Amanda's father and her are building a whole strip mall up there. They got a lot going on. We're trying to invest in our area. I have 6.5 acres on the Highway 63 south of us. My dad and I are developing that. I think we're at a good place right now, but there's certain things we need to bring people into our area. And I'm just going around talking about catch and release areas. I want to educate people on it because I had a guy confront me one time. He said, our whole river can't be catch and release. And I said, I'm not talking about that at all. If you did it from dam one to last year, you wouldn't even be in the fishing area, the public area. So that's my spiel. I've been traveling all over talking about it. And so far, I haven't had a single flat tire. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's sliding. Everything's going good. And I'm just trying to educate people on what we're trying to do.